97.1 theticket.com. I am Evan Jenkins. I am joined by two WWE superstars that you may know. And even though it's Rusev Day around the world today, especially in Detroit, I'm joined by Rusev Day with Rusev, his beautiful wife, Lana.
From Lana Day.
Yes, Lana Day. First question, I have to get it out of the way. Are you okay after the Florida State loss last night?
I really don't want to talk about it.
Okay, because if people aren't familiar.
I hate losing, so.
You were on Florida State games way back when.
Yes.
Sitting there first row.
Yes.
So before anybody ever knew. But now we want to talk about what you guys are here for today, and that's SmackDown at Little Caesars Arena. And there's a lot of good stuff going on. We got Hell in a Cell coming up. We have the Women's Evolution, women's only pay-per-view
yes,
coming up.
First ever.
Let's first talk about the drive coming in today. Where did you guys come from last night, or were you already here yesterday?
We were...
Saginaw.
Saginaw. Okay, so it wasn't that bad of a drive.
Saginaw, before that we did Kalamazoo. Before that...
Cleveland.
We did Cleveland.
Okay, so you guys were all in the Midwest, so...
Yeah, fantastic. We love the Midwest.
Yes.
You know,
we get to see Angela every time.
It's kind of interesting to see where you guys came from in the wrestling world. You know, both coming up in NXT, which is the big developmental, and then, you know, you guys both appear in WWE, and Lana, you come out first, and you introduce them, and now... Aiden English is introducing you, and he's singing right off the bat, and you're wrestling.
Yes.
And it came so far. Like, how does that feel for you guys to I guess, get to your goal and your accomplishment? I don't know what your goal is from here, but starting from the bottom and then getting to
starting
here, but then
the
top.
Now we're here.
Yes. How does that feel? Because, I mean, you used to wrestle without boots on, for instance,
right.
And now all of a sudden you have boots.
I mean, it's great when you think about it that I was just a little baby, you know, born at 15 pounds, and now I'm WWE superstar. But it's all about evolution. It's all about, you know, evolving and you know, getting better and better every day. And yeah, as you said, it was, we were completely different a year, 2 years, 3 years ago.
Well, he was the hero of the Russian Federation.
Right.
So I think a huge thing for me to see, which is really exciting, is like when we debuted on the main roster on SmackDown and Raw, Rusev, you know, we were just very patriotic to our countries, and Rusev was booed. I mean, he was a super athlete, but he was booed. And now to see people just cheer for him, Rusev Day, and be so popular it's really, really cool, because it's like, oh, now you guys see what I've seen this entire time, that he is funny and charismatic and awesome, and he is the super athlete. So it's really, really cool, and it's cool to be, I mean, I love wrestling. I've wanted to wrestle for so long, so to be doing that, and now us having our first ever women's pay-per-view is just, it's really, really great.
Yeah, that's amazing. How do you guys find out about the women's only pay-per-view? Is it the announcement on Raw when they do it, or do you guys kind of hear? I mean,
no.
There's rumors going
we
on.
We had
on
no
the
idea. We literally, actually, I was sleeping because I like to sleep and get my ravishing sleep in, and they called him because they couldn't get a hold of me because my phone was on silent. I was sleeping very soundly, and they're like, it was probably 12:30. They're like, we need you to drive to this city to catch a private jet with all the girls from SmackDown Live because you guys need to be at Raw because Stephanie's making a big announcement. And we literally found out on stage that, and we drove like a mat, you know, like we're like, gotta get there. So we found out when the world found out, which is I'm so grateful. We're all so grateful that we can really continue to shatter glass ceilings.
Yeah, that's awesome. And SmackDown Live is here at Little Caesars Arena in Detroit. You can still get tickets starting at $25, and you can be purchased
$20.
$20.
Okay, that was wrong. So $20 you can get in and see an amazing wrestling show.
You can see Rusev and Lana Day.
Yes,
yeah.
And it
is
an amazing
matters.
Wrestling show. And speaking of you guys with your wrestling and everything, one of the greatest entrances I've ever seen was WrestleMania about 4 years ago. Was that when it was in San Francisco?
Yeah.
And you came out on a tank.
Yeah.
Is that you coming up with that? I've always wondered because that was awesome.
We've actually kind of envisioned this entrance for maybe a year or two before.
Yeah.
And we just talked about it with Lana. And all of a sudden, like a couple of days before WrestleMania, you know, we saw the tank and it was like, whoa, how is this even possible?
We put it on our vision board.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We had the army and the tank and the guns, and everything was just the best entrance of all time.
100%. Oh, I loved it. I couldn't believe it when I saw it, and it was something else. and now, like I was talking about earlier, you guys are two of the biggest stars on SmackDown. But when do you find out when what match you're going to have that night? Like tonight, do you know who you guys are going to face off of? Because I've got, you know, Asuka and Charlotte Flair and Becky Lynch versus Carmella and the Icons. I got AJ Styles, Daniel Bryan, and Jeff Hardy versus Nakamura, The Miz, and Samoa Joe.
Well, those are not that important as the match that I am in.
Exactly. So right. That's what I want to know.
Because last week, if you watch SmackDown Live, we had an interview with Paige's office, the general manager.
And Aiden. Basically, Aiden's awesome. If you haven't listened to how awesome of a voice he has,
yeah, it's very good.
It's amazing.
It's like
but
an
also,
angel.
He talked to Paige and he got us this opportunity for the newly reformed Rusev Day, which is Rusev, myself, the Ravishing One, and Aiden together for them to have a opportunity possibly if they win tonight.
So tonight we have a match. It's
Sanity and
New Day, aka me and Rusev, not on the outside, against Sanity.
Okay.
Against the Usos.
Oh, the Usos, yeah.
And whoever wins this goes to face the Bar next week.
To face the Bludgeon Brothers.
No.
Or no.
New Day.
New Day's the belt. That's
there's
right.
There's the champions.
Good. SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. SummerSlam. Yeah. And Hell in a Cell. That's all going down in Hell in a Cell.
Yeah. So...
So we're
obviously,
clearing the path
we're gonna win
tonight.
Yes. I'm hoping for it. And
yes.
The rowdy, raucous crowd at Little Caesars Arena will be cheering for you. That's for sure.
Oh, yes. Detroit crowd is amazing.
What is your guys' favorite crowd? Now, you don't have to be biased and say Detroit, even though it probably is.
Definitely.
Is there
Detroit.
A city where you go in and you're like, I know that it's going to be rocking tonight?
Well, there's different cities. There are different crowds. But there's no bad crowds at all.
No.
It's only bad performing. So for us, crowds is always amazing.
Because we're amazing.
How much do you guys go back and watch your matches and be like, I could have done that better? Or, you know what? That was awesome. I need to do that again.
Oh, she does that all the time. It
really?
Drives me nuts.
I mean, I critique, I watch my stuff like 5 million things, times, over and over again. I critique every single thing. He goes crazy. But I'm like, look, Michael Jackson was the best because that's how he was. Beyonce's one of the best because that's what she would do. And I want to be number one, and I want to be the best because he wrote a song for me that says, Lana is the best and Lana number one. He wrote
it.
That for me. So I have to feel like I have to put the work in. I want to live up.
Yeah.
Try to live up to that.
And you guys are also have an interesting show that follows you around with Total Divas.
Yes.
How much you guys enjoy doing that, having cameras follow you around, doing what you're doing? People actually get a glimpse into seeing what life is like for professional wrestlers at the highest level. You know, that's something that 10 years ago I would have never been able to see how you guys actually act in your real life.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Is that really cool? Like, did they have to convince you to be on it as well?
Sometimes, yeah, because it's not a show about me. It's about, you know, the women and their path. But
let's be honest. Everything's about Rusev Day. I mean, Rusev Day started on Total Divas, actually, when I threw Rusev a name day. And we had a celebration. That's when it first began. And so the real star of Total Divas is, you know, it's hard for me to admit, but is Rusev. He's more popular than
me. Well, you get to show your personality more than what, you know, as you're saying, what people are seeing in the ring, because you have so... limited time.
He's really funny.
So if you watch Total Divas, you get to see the other side of us. Not just me, but anybody that's on it.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a dream match that you would like to do?
Yeah, whether... me and Hogan.
Hogan?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be something else, huh?
Oh, it would be the best thing ever. For me, I don't know about people.
What about you, Lana?
Oh, I have so many dream matches that I would love to have, but I feel like... I guess definitely maybe facing Stephanie McMahon would be.
Ooh, that would be something, right?
Yeah. I mean, a dream match would definitely be facing Stephanie McMahon or us facing Triple H and Stephanie McMahon.
Oh, now that would be something.
That would be like the ultimate dream at WrestleMania.
Triple H is facing a guy that you just kind of faced in The Undertaker.
What do you mean kind of faced?
Well, you took him on.
Well, yeah, that's straight on facing.
Yes, and... what should he be prepared for going to face against The Undertaker? Because it's not the usual match.
Yeah, but he's fought Undertaker many times before. He's way more prepared than I was. But for me, it was a great opportunity just to prove that I'm that good, you know, to hang with The Undertaker, even though in a casket match that I've never done before.
Crazy.
It was a blast for me. You know, I'm sure that people in Saudi Arabia loved it, and that's all that matters.
When, like... Okay, when you guys are in the moment, you probably don't notice the crowd and everything. Do you? Do you,
oh, yeah,
like,
you do.
Like, do you ever take a moment and just look around and say, holy crap, this is 15,000 people here to watch me perform, do what I love? Because right. it's obviously you guys have to love wrestling to be in the business.
Yes.
Because if people want to say it's scripted or whatever they want to say about it, the bumps that you guys take, those are as real as they get
right.
at all times. That's something I would never do. I'm not trying to get slammed because I understand I'll break. But you guys train for it and you work your asses off to get to where you are. But do you ever take that moment in and be like, I'm freaking here?
It's not as often as you think because you get caught up in the moment a lot mm-hmm. of times. But at the same time, the crowd is very important to a match and how the match goes and all that. But I've kind of tried after a couple of WrestleManias just at the end of the match just to look back and look at the crowd and be like, whoa, this is 110 or 106,000 yeah. people or whatever it is. So, that's actually what I kind of trying to do.
I feel like I do. I mean, we've been having a lot of intergender tag matches yeah. and at live events as well. And I always laugh at myself because I'm like, I just love what I do so much. And I'm so thankful to be able to entertain and to compete in the ring. And so I'll get up on the turnbuckle and be like, pointing to all the fans and mm-hmm. blowing kisses. And the Rusev is already down there waiting to fight. And I'm like, I'm taking it in. I love you all. Or like after the match, I'll go and especially now, now that we're, I guess, fan favorites or something, we're
you're
not
up there.
Booed. We can actually go and take selfies and take pictures with fans. And it's just really exciting. And Rusev will be standing at the top of the ramp waiting for me as I'm taking selfies with all the fans.
Time to go.
Like, but I love them. I love the WWE Universe.
It is so great. And like I said, I've been watching since I was a kid, and I still watch Monday and Tuesdays, and I'll check out the WWE Network to see NXT, where you guys came from, and to see just how I think wrestling right now is as big as it's ever been, whether it's just the WWE mm-hmm. to the independent shows that go on.
It's, the Glow, Total Divas.
Yes, it's unbelievably just big.
A lot of awareness.
And when they do WWE 24, that's another great insight mm-hmm. to be able to see what you guys go through, how seamless those productions are. That the first time I saw a live event, I must have been 30 years old. And I was so impressed by how fast you guys are out of the ring and the next thing's going on.
Right.
And it's such a tight ship for live TV to see that going on. And I suggest to anybody that even if you're just a fringe fan or maybe you just know Rusev Day and Lana Day, to go and see that and see the big production that goes on. I mean, there's nothing held back. There's, fireworks going on, and when those entrance music hits, it's awesome, right? Do you still get shivers when your music hits?
Oh, yeah. My music is the best, probably. That's why,
No, my
too.
Music is the best.
Okay, whatever.
Uh-oh.
Our music is, hers is good, mine is great.
Is number one.
It's like 1A and 1B, right?
Yeah, something like that. But yeah, at the same time, there's no other show like WWE.
No.
You know, it's a live action movie and there's going to be funny stuff and dialogue and
soap opera.
It's
everything.
You never know.
Many surprises. Like when you were like, do you know if you have a match or no? A lot of times, tonight he knows, but a lot of times we find that's the exciting thing about WWE.
It is cool.
Is anything can happen. And it's a live television show and it's a soap opera where we resolve our conflict in the ring, and what is cooler than that?
And you don't have to be the biggest fan, you can just come
exactly.
and check it out and see if it's for you.
That's
and at the
I'm
same
saying.
Time, it's such a great PG show. You get to bring your daughter, your grandfather, your father, whatever you want to bring.
Mm-hmm.
Little baby, and just sit and enjoy the show and discuss, oh, I like this guy, I like that guy. And
it's, good versus evil. It's just, that's what I love about WWE so much is that we're storytellers and we have compelling characters and it is, it's good versus bad. I mean, sometimes you have good versus good and bad versus bad, but it's just, it's great storytelling. And
And you're exactly right, because when you guys first debuted, my buddy was like, man, I can't stand them. And I'm like, but that means that they're doing it right because they got you to dislike them. I always liked it. Mm. Maybe because
do you like bad guys? Do you like villains in movies?
I like it depends.
Okay.
It all depends. I mean, if they connect with me or if there's something I like or their entrance music. That's always been a huge thing to me.
Right.
I used to buy the CDs when they would first come out to have all the entrance music, and I would blare Gold Dust and my mom would be like, what are you doing in there? And I'm like, don't worry about it. It's wrestling.
Gold Dust.
And so those are the things that I liked. And everybody can come and see you tonight.
Yes.
Little Caesars Arena.
Little Caesars.
Tickets start at $20, and you can get them at 313presents.com and Ticketmaster.com or by phone at 313-471-3099. And it's Rusev Day. It's Lana Day. They're here in Detroit. Thank you guys very much, and I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.